Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to Daily Positive Mindset. Today, we're diving into something super important. Setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling when your energy is drained, and you just want to hibernate for a week? That's a classic sign it's time to step up those boundaries. Because let's be real, in today's world, we're bombarded with demands from all directions, work, family, social media, the news cycle, it never ends. And if we don't consciously create some space for ourselves, we risk burnout and losing sight of what truly matters. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, folks. It's essential for protecting your mental health and well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your physical space, right? Boundaries are just an extension of that. They define where you begin and others end. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you rock those boundaries like a pro. 1. Know your limits. What drains you? What makes you feel stressed or overwhelmed? Figure out your personal red lines and decide what you're willing to say yes to and what you need to politely decline. This could be anything from taking on extra work projects to attending every social gathering that comes your way. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your needs. 2. Communicate clearly and kindly. Once you know your boundaries, it's time to communicate them clearly and assertively. Use I statements to express your needs without blaming or accusing others. For example, instead of saying, "You always ask me for favors," try, "I feel overwhelmed when I take on too many commitments. Can we talk about how I can best support you?" ... 3. Practice saying no. This is a big one. It's often easier said than done, but learning to say no respectfully is crucial. You don't have to give elaborate excuses or feel guilty. A simple, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit right now," can work wonders. 4. Set expectations. Don't be afraid to set clear expectations in relationships, both personal and professional. Let people know what you need from them and how you prefer to communicate. This helps prevent misunderstandings and keeps things running smoothly. 5. Respect your own boundaries. Remember, setting boundaries is a two-way street. It means respecting your own needs just as much as you respect the needs of others. Don't let anyone guilt trip you into doing something that makes you uncomfortable or violates your limits. You deserve to feel safe and respected. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super organized project manager who juggles multiple clients and deadlines. She's always the first one at work and the last one to leave, trying to please everyone and keep things running smoothly. But lately, she's been feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and her anxiety is through the roof. Sarah realizes that she hasn't set healthy boundaries. She agrees to take on every project without questioning, feels obligated to answer emails at all hours, and rarely takes breaks. Sound familiar? This is where Sarah needs to step in and say, "Enough." She starts by saying no to taking on extra projects, setting specific work hours, and prioritizing her well-being. Guess what happens? Sarah's stress levels decrease, she has more energy, and she feels a sense of control over her life. She learns that it's okay to prioritize herself and that saying, no, sometimes is actually the most loving thing she can do for herself and those around her. So, my friends, remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. It takes courage, practice, and a whole lot of self-love, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Now go out there and rock those boundaries like the incredible human beings you are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these tips. And if you have any thoughts or questions, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. See you tomorrow for another dose of Daily Positive Mindset.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.